He's got various value systems. He's got buildings, he's got utilities, he's got finances, and in that he's got yesterday and today. And in each part he's got a little value system. He looked for certain things, and I don't know where it is, but it's probably in the red drawer, full draft, four lines down. How do you know that? No, no, because I know this is where things should be. So we're trying to remember the way a Gemara can sometimes have 1,000 different details. And the way to remember is to know this is a title, this is a subtitle, this is in the third kasha of God Teret. So I'd like that to structure the shiur. That's why I'd like everybody to take notes, if you can, to try to follow with the shiur, because it's going to be structured in that sort of way. Now, the truth of the matter is, going back to the point of multiples of four, the world is really split into four plus one. We've got the Shema Vaya, four letters, and you've got the Kutsu Shalyot, which is far big down, what that means. And you've got the four koises, you've got the Kutsu Shalyo, we've got the four fingers, the Kutsu Shalyo, four fingers, plus a thumb. You've got the... there's four Sfarim in the Torah, then you've got the Mishnah Torah, so the fifth one is always the Koinol, it's a Malchus, it includes everything. You've got the four Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, you've got the fifth Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, so everything really has, it's split the four, and then you've got the plus one, so the shield is split into multiples of four, but the plus one is our introduction now. Now really I'd like to remind him, it's very difficult to bring new information. I heard the line once, you can't prove anything to anyone. And I can prove it to you that I can't. But you can't prove anything because people have their preconceived notions and you can't really, it's very difficult. And what I'd really like to do in this year is, I'd like to focus your attention. Now, a lot of these subdivisions we won't get to, time constraints. When I prepare the year, I always think there's too much time for the year. Then at the end of the preparing the year, I think there's too much year for the time. So we'll try to skip to the main points, and the reason I printed on the paper is maybe for illustration and for more comprehension, if you want to understand a little bit of the point, we'll be focusing more on the red line and the blue line. So the point in 3.4 of my paper is comprehension, which means some people find new information very difficult. If it's a sugya which you're very busy with, it's easy to understand. If it's a new concept, it's difficult. The Gemara says, that he also read behind the sechta, later shining the mesechta achrina. Don't ask him about different mesechta. He's focusing on this point. So the way the shiur is structured is we have various points and subpoints. So if you lose attention at one point, just go up to the day of beforehand, and we'll get back to Yemit Hashem. Now the last point which I'd like to see in the introduction, the fourth point, as I say, everything is multiple to four. The fourth point of our introduction is I'd like to give a layout of what the shiur is going to consist of. We've got four points which I'd like to discuss in today's shiur. First point is memory as a gift. Memory is indeed a gift, and I'm going to explain a little bit, not a lot, because that's not my focus of the shiur. Shiur is primarily how to develop the skill of memory, but I will touch on it a little bit, very quickly, on how to increase and how to receive, how to have more self Yishmaya of receiving the Torah as a gift. Secondly, we'll describe a little bit how skills work in the first place, before describing how the memory skill works. We'll describe a little bit how skills as a whole work. Three, we'll be describing a little bit memory, as a, how does a skill of memory work and how to improve it. And four, which is the title of this year, ostensibly, was photographic memory. Is that a myth? Is that a skill? And we'll be describing a little bit of tips how to increase the power of photographic memory, which the Emerson, every person has. Okay, so point one, memory as a gift. So 1.1, I'm going to be giving 4 points. And then subdivided, but 4 points, how to increase memory as a gift. The first point is preparation, and explain what that means. A person is a guf, which is gashmius. Torah is ruchnius. How do you expect ruchnius to go into gashmius? The avodah is to make our guf a more ruchnistic article. And that is four different nekudas, how we create a guf, a keli, to be able to understand, and the Torah should stay there. And obviously, whatever we'll be saying this year, I need to cut it down into four. First of all, because of time constraints, and second of all, because I like the idea of cutting it down to multiples of four, because we remember how much there is once we know what the number is. But obviously, more than that, but we'll stick to four at the moment. First of all, it's Kedusha and Tahara, which means every mitzvah person does, as you can show them in mitzvah yourself, it becomes a more Kaddish-like person. Tahara, we say in Krishna, the Chassidus people say in Remez, but it's Surah Levatabach or Yechem, Lamant Tiskru goes together with Lamant Tiskru, Yer Shemaim, Tzadikim say, Ein Shechachol, if Nei Chesich Videchol, something of Yer Shemaim doesn't forget anything. And Anova, Chazal say, that water flows down to the lowest point. Now, learning, the second point, 1.2, let's call it 1.2. One is going back, memory as a gift. Point two, how to learn in the way that it stays. First of all, to learn by Slavas. Chazal say, Arucha b'koyle shmura, if it's set aside in all the Ramachi Varim, then a person will remember it, say it out, speech. The second point, 1.2.2, if you want to call it that, is Simcha. Somebody has enjoyment, a very interesting story I saw once. There was somebody who was working in a special needs school. And there was one student there, Schwarze school, and one of the students you tell him anything, he doesn't remember. Everything has been visual. Not picture, he remembers. You tell him stuff, and he spent weeks before the course, because he was primarily in a learning disability class, so he spent weeks before preparing all his material should be in a way that it should be visual. Everything visual, this child is visual. So one day he goes down the hallways and he hears this Schwarze kid. And he's singing a rap song. Now, if you know rap songs, there's a very, very lot of words in a rap song. It's not just the Kimmy of Adol times 52. So he's going on and on and on and on. And he says, wow, you didn't read this. He said, did you read it or did you hear it? He said, I heard the song. It's playing the radio now. So he said, how do you remember all that? He said, you need to be in with the crowd. You need to know this stuff. He says, it's nothing to do with visual. It's got to do with if it relates to your life. Any person, when you enjoy something, he can tell you the protein, protein. So the first thing is to do with it in the Shmack way, there's very subdivisions, but I'll go to the last one, 1.4, kill the competition, which means if somebody's got things pulling him and he enjoys other things, then the other thing, somebody goes to the Alps, so then going for a walk and walk the park, not so interesting. The more person starts cutting off his cash from Zigazachem, automatically that more Shmack learning, automatically you remember better. The next point, 1.2.3 in the blue, is Mesiras Nefesh. The Torah pays back those who are wasted nefesh for it. And the next point is Torah Lishma. A very interesting story I saw recently in the Sefer of Rabbi Shlomo Shadron, Miskelim Espoinon. There was a great tzaddik called Baruch Tam. And Isaac Nasa, he could see very well. And somebody came to him with a chiddush, and he said, this chiddush is a kasha from a Rashba. Now this person has a tavis in itself, he wants to win an argument, so he reads out the Rashba with a change. And he didn't read out the Rashba properly, and he says, yeah, there's no right for the Rashba. The Baruch Tam fell into bed. Mamash Chalisha lasted for days, he was not well. His son came to him and said, what's the problem? He forgot the Rashba. So he says, because if somebody learns Torah Lishma, he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't forget anything. And if I've forgotten the Rashba, means I'm not learning Torah Lishma. So he said, let me check on the Rashba. I said, no, you never made a mistake. He says, if Shadron says, the Chiddush was, there's Angerfather, didn't you think maybe Yedda was a word, was a meaning? He'd have to set it wrong. Yeah, there's Zichy Yedda, set it right. But the point we see the point, somebody learns Torah Lishma, he gets it, he remembers the Torah, and there's various darkness in Torah Lishma, okay. And then you got Tefillah, Torah, the Gemara says, Lasuk Shmaitza, Siyat Shmait, remember that for Davon, and the various Chalokim. And all these things we need to remember, the Grace of Madrigas. But Chaim Kavan once in the Madrigas story, he said, there's a meeting of the UN. You got the big president coming, the small president, but it's only a dog doesn't come in there. It's not a president. He said, there's going to be a big hall of Ovdei Hashem. Very small of them sit on the front, the smaller of them sit on the back, but at least you pop in the hole. All these things are madrigas. If you've got a chelik to these madrigas, you've got a chelik to the extra mile in the Torah of any of these things. And the fourth point is chazora. And the reason it's put in memory as a gift is because Hasidim said not only is chazora a method of remembering, but it's also a skill to remember. The problem is with chazora. We all know chazora, Gemara says, Kemona Pekipsa, he has it 40,000 Kemona Pekipsa. There is a very big problem. If you're on the two sided Shia, you can turn over. Shia does you turn over, otherwise, it's on the next column. So, there's a very big challenge of Chazorah. Now, Al Tzat and the times of Gemara, Shas consisted of Shas. And then it became later, Shas got additions of Rishonim and Achronim. And then afterwards, with Rishonim, start asking Kashas, and we got start being Mefalpel, and then we got the Rosh and the Tor, and then we got the Achronim, we say, Mashah, start explaining. And as time gets on, we start adding, not only do you need to know Shas and Rishonim, and Paskim, we need to know Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch doesn't clear, and then we got the Nesekanim, and by that time, we got the Grace of Sfarim Shrank, which we look at, Noitz of Sfarim, thousands of Sfarim. How do you expect anyone to chazor that? It's not realistic. And if we work out Chazorah in a way of sitting down and going through it in the same way that you learned in the first place, it's just unrealistic. Most people give up before they start, in which case you don't chazor at all, you don't remember anything. I'm going to explain a little bit the way Chazara should be done in a Talmud-stick way. And really what I'm hoping to do is how to get, my goal is how to get the mind to Chazar and revise by itself. Which case, it's Gibaldi. Whenever time you have to learn, he's learning. And the mind is revising the whole time. Let's see if we can get up. So let's explain, we got chapter 2, the concept of a skill. Let's explain a little bit the way the body works. There's a story, obviously it's a joke, but the joke goes like this. There was somebody who walked around with earphones. Wherever he went, the shower, the swimming, he had all earphones. He never took it off. So one person, the one clever fella, he's like, what is his earphones saying? He drops the earphones, takes it off. 2 minutes later, the fella's lying on the ground dead. He says, what is his earphones? He listens and he said, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, I was listening to his earphones, he forgot to breathe. Oh yeah, you're a small-headed person, but the point is, most functions of the body work by itself. And if you think about it, our heart is regulated every few seconds by itself. And this all happens by itself. I'd like to look at the way the body works as an employee. Which means, it's not a button, you need to keep on pressing buttons all the time. You've got a boss at the top, the boss tells the PC, this is our goal. Employees say, what would the boss like to do? And they try all the best of their abilities to do that. The problem is, the boss isn't clear with his instructions. One day the boss says, I'd like you to do this. Next day, I'd like to do that. The employees are confused, not doing anything at all. They say, why are you not doing it? Because I don't know what you want. And therefore, a lot of the problems with the body not doing it is, one time tell the body to do something, one time do something else. If we're very clear to the body what we want, we'd like to remember this, then the body is very strong. Now, a second point is, I'm not going to explain all of it because, like I say, I'm running out of time. Yeah? Sometimes. So, a little bit, in concept of skill, we've got 2.1 and till 2.4. The power of the subconscious is tremendous. Skill really is the subconscious. If you think about it, when we were learning how to drive, versus learning how to drive, it took a very lot of concentration. How are you driving an hour or two? Wow, concentrating. You have people who drive a whole day. Lorry drivers, taxi drivers, and they aren't necessarily professors. So they told me once, don't worry, if you don't know how to drive, it's not a riot for skill or any sort of knowledge. The point is, once you're onto the level of a subconscious driving, you're clear, there's no effort involved. The subconscious is very happy to do. The point of the rationalizations and the mind is to get the mind to do that. And so how do you make this skill? How do you change your skill? And it is very simple. We're onto the 2.4.1, that's what we're up to at the moment. A skill is probably 5% knowledge. You do need to know a certain amount, but it's primarily consistency, which means habits are created by doing things habitually, which means somebody wants to know how to write. Keeps on writing. They know how to write. And all the skills that we know, if you think about it, speech, the amount of actions, handwriting, the amount of actions in speech, lifting up, putting down, in writing, in reading, comprehending the letter, what they say over here, it all happens very, very quickly because it's the subconscious working. The rationalization is not made for working out what every letter is. So the only thing you can do is repetition, and that's why I've got the green over here. It's repetition. Mm-hmm. As got to mapped in the Shia, there could be some things that I'm going to say again. It's only because there's the Ennis, and there's some things I might say again, and that's because there's the details in that. So really, the point is repetition. The point is, you need to do the same action exactly. Which means, if somebody is trying to cut vegetables and he thinks, I've got a better way of doing it, and every day he'll try a better way of doing it, then you're not going on autopilot. Which way are we doing? 1.2, 1.5, 3.4? The body is confused. The point is, in a skill, any skill, you need to do the same action again and again and again. Eventually, the body gets a message. Ah, this is what you want me to do. I've got it back. I've got exactly what you want to do. Now, 2.4.3, we have to do is self-praise. It means like this. Most of our skills we learned when we were very young. And we had somebody saying you're doing very well. Now we get older, we've got nobody to tell us that. So the point is, we've got skills, you need to keep on saying we're doing well, and eventually we'll get there. So let's call this developing a memory in 5 minutes a day over 10 years, a payment plan. Don't take long, just consistent, doing the same thing again and again. Okay, so we're up to three. And so I'd like to explain a few points which we need to do. We'll just stick to the red here because we're running out of time. So The first point is clarity. You can't remember before you're very clear the first time. The second point is the point of summaries. The rod, we learned it very clearly the first time, and then we try to remember anything. The crucial and core skill of remembering is summarizing. What did we say here? What did we say here? What did we say here? We've got the sugya. You remember how somebody said, I'm not clear in the sugya. 35% you're very clear. Let's say you say the first half of brachas. Everybody knows the first half of brachas. So you're not clear exactly all the various shittas of Tzitzit Duchovin. But what was it about? It was about Krishna. What was it about? I know even a bit further. So if you don't want to know in a very cool thing, you always know something what it's about, and you've got something to draw onto. The third point is 3.3, expand. Once you've got the core title, expand and expand and expand. And Chazal say, you haven't paid attention to Tchila, you're not going to remember it. So this is when you're learning the first point here, where I've got in the blue, 3.2, 3.3 and 3.4 is the more you remember the first time, the more you got something to hold on to. Some people learn without looking at which daf it is. Why not? It's a shoot. They know the Torah's a daf. They know it's Be'erech here and on the base. Why don't they know which daf it is? They haven't forgotten. They never noticed it to start off with. It's a point. Get your mind used to Maran Bakoim. It's a very interesting story. Tzvi Ari Rosenfeld, who's a bit mashpia in America, once took his son into the Babtcher, and he said, what was your Bar Mitzvah drasha? So he said the first kasha was the Gemara in Brochas. So the Rebbe asked him, you want to know about the Ritzvah? And then Pesachim says, no, the kasha was the Rashba. He said, yeah, and the Ketzois in Simchas, no, but I have you look. And they're handling around 15 minutes, Maran Bakoimus. And they said, okay, you understand the first kasha. that's where the shi went. But they can only do, he says that trying to remember Maran Bakoimus is very useful, side to remember where things are, and side to remember things, Bechlal. It's a useful thing just to pay attention to. The third point is words. Once you're already starting, you're decreasing. Remember, try to remember what the keywords were. It might help the underlining the Gemara. It's useful. And the point four is numbers. This is a very crucial skill. When we remember things, the Gemara says very often numbers. Sholei Jartzoi, Shol Arba Adorin. Gemara says numbers. Most people ask people, how many Nosh and Poetry Stories say? And you tell me.
15.
How do you know? I must count so quickly. The mission says 15. So it's like a puzzle. You got a puzzle. First you do the outside, and you fill in. And as you fill in, it gets easier and easier. The more you got numbers, you say there's five caches in this Gemara. Okay. So I remember three of them. That's brilliant. I know there's two things I need to remember. If you just remember in a sort of in abstract space, they were caches, they were tritzim. You know, there was five kashas, on the fourth kasha there was three terutzim, on the second terutz we had three reasons, and on the third reason we got two psukim for. So at least you got some sort of structure.
Even when the Gemara doesn't say numbers, you mean?
Yeah, you try to make it visual numbers, and it gets a bit confusing, that's why I'm trying to make the point 3.2 and try to shift it down that way. Because you have a normal daf Gemara, and there's a confusion there. We haven't tried. The Gemara's already at the seventh level. The Gemara's discussing a point, agav, we've got a point, and in agav, we've got three reasons why we say it, and in the third reason, we've got, it gets further and further. I say, I'm not clear the Gemara. You're very clear in the Gemara, and at the fourth, fifth, sixth level, you're not clear. Fine. Get clear which level it is, and get very clear how much numbers, and that's where it might be very useful structure, writing it down with a four-color pen. It helps structure your mind. Backbone, and this is a person, here's really what a core thing which I'd like to say is backbone. A person should have one chedik of Torah which he keeps on going on loop, which means keep on going through it again and again, whether you do remember or don't remember, either it's Shas or Chumash, whatever you remember, just keep on going. And once you've got something, a core point, you can say, well, this point which I know really well, let's add on. Because something is fuzzy, you can't add on to a Shvacha tree. If you've got an iron pillar, you keep on adding things to it. Okay, I've got a few minutes left, so let's point to the main point of our shiur, which is photographic memory. Is that a myth or a skill? We all know the word Gedolim, who remembered photographically, more or less. But the truth is, we all know in ourselves, we have a little bit of that skill. Skill isn't something which you don't have at all. Skill is developing something you already have. And we all know, the Tzuras Adav, sometimes Sunday tomorrow, I know Be'erach where it is. That means you took a picture of it. There's enough times, things that we relate to, went on holidays, and you can tell you the heavy blade of grass. Chavos Chaim says there was a story that somebody could tell 7 years later, every single prat of the white horses, because the king had once come into his village. How do you remember that? It was important to him. We have that koyach and how to develop that. So Let's split it down into primarily. The one point is how to remember. We discussed that, keep making phone calls the whole time, keep making numbers, keep structuring, and keep on revising in mind those things that you remember. There's another skill which people don't know you can do. This is called speed reading, and I'm going to split it into two. This is 4.1 and 4.2. Speed reading is you've seen the words quickly. If you take a normal page, we've got in our mind how quickly it should take. It can take far quicker. Time itself, how long did it take me? 30 seconds. Sorry. Time itself, 20 seconds, let me read a page. And you won't read anything. But your mind says, I really wanted to read that book. What was the joke? What was the story? And your mind says, oh, I need to start exercising that muscle so really quickly. After a time, you'll see, you'll be able to see, read quicker. And the 4.2 of that is speed comprehension. Which means most people, there was somebody who gave me a shiur, and he said, after the shiur, somebody came up and says, could you summarize that in 5 minutes? She says, yeah, I could. She says, why didn't you? The third is, because our mind wavers. And you look at the people who mind wavers, you repeat the same thing about 5 or 6 or 7 times. You know, you have every person then. Really, if you stay focused, you can read every 10th or 20th word, and you get a general gist of what's going on. Zichron modern svarim, you're showing it's written paragraphs and paragraphs and marich and marich. You read it. It takes a certain skill. Practice it. Take an easy safer, or musa safer, or story safer. Time yourself to go a little bit quicker. And say, so what went on? So I don't know every prat, and I don't know what the color of the horse, and I don't know what the name of the house. I know more or less Shmer went to Berah, went to the Purits, and they got brought to the Tzadikim. You know, you more or less know what's going on. The more you practice that, again, 5 minutes a day, over 10 years, the more you practice that, the more you'll be able to read at a hyper speed. You got shtickle Torah, I can't read all these forms. Nobody asked you to take 5 minutes over it. Between Chalosh, Shminesh, Chalosh, Shminesh, quickly Shminesh, okay. Wait, that one. But you got only 2 minutes, you go to shtickle Torah. If you are proficient on it, you practice it enough. I want to assign, in the last point, all these things are basically saying that the memory is a muscle. There's eights as how to remember, but primarily you're not exercising the muscle. The more you exercise the power of memory and keep on saying, like, I learned something. So what was here? What was here? The more you hazard, what was here in your mind, you're going to automatically say, I've learned something, what was here? And you automatically shift it down, put it into categories, and you'll remember far better. One last point, Gagel Mavna Ephraim says in the first statement of the theory, he says, a person doesn't enjoy something which he does always. And a person always does have pleasure of giving to others. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have pleasure from being a Hana us. He says, if we walk on the floor and it doesn't shake, Kodesh Baruch Hu is having pleasure simply because we have Yanor. The Torah says again and again, there's a mitzvah, there's a Torah, could be a Chiyav, we're not going to go into that. The Zichr is a tremendous pleasure, and a mitzvah, there's a Torah. The Torah said so much by remembering learning, it must mean there's a tremendous geschmack in it. Enjoy the learning. Do it in the right way. You'll have simcha. The Gemara says, "Noin kisishem b'vnecha." The geshmak in learning is in being clear and you're remembering it. If you want to know if it works, the Gerets are busy with something called mizmonim. They know. They really, really know. Practice these. This is not mamish mizmonim. This is essentially this point of summarizing, foldering, and putting numbers and doing it again, again, revising. You have a geshmak. The more geshmak you have, make more nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Amen.